Welcome back to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast with me, your host, You Don't Know. I've got laryngitis again, so it was either don't record it, even though I've promised you there's going to be no gaps, or record it and give you this squeaky version of it. So we're gonna power on through. I have, for the last 3 days, been so kind to myself, in a sense of kind to my voice, to try and rest it. And I've cancelled recordings that I was meant to be doing. I've cancelled clients. I've barely spoke to my family to try and rest my voice. And I was determined that there was going to be something enough to give you a recording today. Sunday today, I do have a full client list today of different sessions. So I've got 2 mentoring sessions with some students in the academy. And I have 2 one-to-one client sessions today. So I'm definitely not going to sound like this by the end of the day. And this might be a shorter episode because I need to kind of race through it to be able to plan for the rest of the day. I was going to save it and think, I'll do it Monday. I'll do it last minute. But there's the likelihood that I'm not going to have any voice again tomorrow. But we'll power on through. I've got my water. And I am going to have to keep taking little sips as we go through it. Anyway, how are you all? Now, we were very much back into the school working week and kind of getting back into routines. If you've been on holiday, if you don't have kids, like, you know, you'll still have been a little bit kind of out of sorts over the last few weeks with people taking holidays that you might work with, etc. So it is, I love being back in a routine and it's so nice just to kind of know what you're doing, know where you need to be, know who you've got to pick up, etc. So yeah, it's like a new routine for us as well because my daughter started college. So it is a little bit different, but it's been lovely. It's been really, really nice apart from me losing my voice. And there's literally nothing I can do about it. I do have various exercises that the hospital gave me because I'd been complaining. If you're a regular listener, you'll know I've probably complained about this a lot. But it is what it is and we are ploughing through. So this week's episode, I wanted to share 2 things with you. Something really exciting that I'm only sharing with you today and I'm going to launch to my followers on social media tomorrow. The day after this comes out, so Wednesday, but you guys get to hear it a day early. So I'm going to be announcing what that is in the podcast. But I also wanted to talk about something that I shared with my Month to Manifest community at the start of this month. We have, for new listeners, my Month to Manifest is a self-study manifestation program. And with that, you also get a monthly live intention setting with me and the community. And once a month we meet and we set our intentions for the month. We have a nice discussion. We share stories of manifestations. It's a really, really lovely community. And this one, the story that I shared was something around how I had been able to move out of my self-sabotage that I was in terms of a manifestation and really dig deep on what I needed to be able to stop sabotaging the goals that I was trying to achieve. So to put this in context, every year we go, which you would have heard from last week's episode, every year we go away in August for 2 and a bit weeks. So I always know that I'm not going to earn that much in August being self-employed. And also the fact that, you know, for me to earn money requires me to jump on consultation calls, which I can't do while I'm away for 2 weeks. So there's definitely two and a bit weeks where I don't earn any money in August. But also the weeks leading up to me taking time off is jam-packed with clients that I have to try and fit in before I go away. So there's less time to jump on those consultation calls. So I know I have presumed, shall we say, that I won't earn money in August, because how can I? I'm not there to jump on calls. So I've always had a fear about August coming up, thinking, oh my God, like, I know I'm not going to earn any money in August. What happens if I don't earn any money in July? And this was a lot to do with my bad money mindset, which you'll know because I've talked about that I have done a hell of a lot of work on. And the work started years ago, like say 5 years ago, with me allowing the money to come in. So I'd set an expectation for myself that when I became a coach, as long as I earn what I used to earn in my old job, I'll be happy. That was the my biggest thing, because I didn't come into this to earn, you know, lots and lots of money. I came into this because I really, really wanted to help people, and I wanted a better work-life balance for my family. I wanted to be there to pick the kids up from school. I didn't want to have to rely on anyone else for childcare. So there was kind of two things. It was like a work-life balance, but also I knew the power of coaching and I really wanted to help other people. So there was it was twofold, the reason why I got into coaching. But it was never because I thought, oh my God, I'll earn loads amounts of money, because at that point, my money mindset was in the gutter. I hadn't done the work on it. Now, because I've worked with various business coaches over the years, I was being told that you could be earning, you know, six figures. You could be earning, you know, 5-10K months. And it took me a long time to accept that that was truth. Like, I honestly thought these people were lying to me. I really did. Because that just wasn't in my story. That wasn't in my upbringing. That wasn't where I'd come from, you know. And for me to get used to that, I had to do a lot of work to allow a 5K month and a 10K month in. So then I started earning those 10K months. But again, because I hadn't done any work on money mindset, I would just spend that money. I was literally like, oh my God, I've got 10K. Like, what can I spend it on? And I was sensible as well. Like, you know, I was paying debt off. I'd pay my car off. I ordered a new car. I paid off my credit card. Like, I was using that money sensibly. But it meant all the time, every month I was starting at zero, which was no good for my mindset, because I would go in every month thinking, oh my God, like, what happens if I don't earn anything this month? So I've started over time putting buffers in place so that I don't go into any month going, oh my God, what happens if I don't earn anything? Because I've got these pots of money that I've now started building up so that I can have, you know, like a year's wages in my business bank account, if not 2 years' wages. Like, you know, these are the things that I've been working towards over the last, oh, I don't know, 18 months, say, when I knew my mindset was in the gutter quite badly about it. Like, even though I'd allowed the money in and I'd started earning, I was also sabotaging it because I was starting from scratch every month, which isn't ideal when you still don't have that confident money mindset. So I needed to figure out what was going to be the thing that allowed me to go into every month without that feeling of like, oh my God, what if I don't earn anything? So if this is a manifestation, right, because I want to manifest more money in, but I know I'm sabotaging it by that fear of what if I don't earn anything, right? So each month I was almost capping myself at what I was earning, because there was part of me going, yes, I want to earn 10K this month, or I want to earn 15K. But there was also a part of me going, but what happens if you don't earn anything this month? Because there's zero in the pot. Yeah. So although there was this high energy excitement about it, there was also this big fear, right? And what does fear do? It puts us in a lack of. And when we're in a lack of, we push away the thing that we're trying to manifest. Now, I'm saying that slowly because I want that to land for you, right? So say if you were trying to manifest a relationship and you're excited and you think, do you know what? Yeah, I'm going to go on the dating websites. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Or whatever the goal is, and you're trying to manifest it and you're thinking you're doing positive, you know, intentions, you are taking aligned action, you're doing everything you need to do, but there's also this little thing here going, like a nagging voice kind of saying like, yeah, but if you don't find somebody, then, you know, you're going to be single forever. Or you're going to be the one in your friendship group that is always single. Like, whatever the story is that comes up for you, what is the fear? Right? And the fear is the thing that we need to extinguish to allow more in. But also because that fear feels awful. Like, that fear going into every month. And it took me a while, like, honest to God, like, I don't know what I was thinking, but it took me a while to go, how do I get rid of this feeling? Because it was irrelevant of what money came in and came out. It was that feeling of a lack of that I felt on the first of every month, that fear that was absolutely sending me into a spiral. And also, you know, I'm not saying it made me want to give up, but it made me realize, oh God, this is why not everyone does it, because there's that fear. You know, this is why not everyone works for themselves. But it, as soon as I started to apply my logic to this situation, right, which is what I would do with any client, right? Like, I don't work woo-woo with my clients. We work on logic, we work on facts. And what we do is we mitigate any presumptions, anything that's not factually based, so that every time we're working on facts. So I went deep on it and I thought, right, what is the thing that sabotages me on a monthly basis? It's that fear. What's the thing that cripples me? It's that fear. What do I need to get rid of? The fear. How can I get rid of it? So if I go deep, okay, my fear is I won't earn anything this month. Why am I worried about that? Because then I won't be able to pay the bills. Okay, so if I work back from that, what do I need? I need to have a certain amount in the bank every month, so that I'm comfortable that if I didn't earn anything that month, then I can pay the bills. Now that's really, really powerful. Once you go worst case scenario, right, what, Jude, what happens if you don't earn anything this month? Okay, well, I won't be able to pay the bills. Okay, how much do you need to pay the bills? I need, I don't know, $3,500 to pay the bills. Okay, so, and I mean like, I don't mean business bills. I mean, like, you know, my household bills, my mortgage, my food for the kids kind of thing. So if that's what I need in the bank account to make me feel comfortable, then what if I started to build up a pot so that even if I was like, God, 2 months and I didn't earn anything, then I've got, I don't know, $7,000 in the bank. So it was like this, it was almost like a little game I'd play with myself to go, right, what's going to make you feel comfortable? What's going to take away that fear? So I want you to go to worst case scenario with your goal, your manifestation, and then put a buffer in place so you take the fear out of it, okay? And this isn't normal, as I say, for a manifestation that you would go to, well, let's just deal with the thing that I'm fearful of, because it feels like you're giving it attention. It feels like you're giving it airtime, which tends to be what we don't want to do when we are trying to manifest something, that we give our fear airtime, that we give it a spotlight. But the only way to extinguish it is to give it a spotlight. There's no point, because it's still there. Your fear is still going to be there until you work on it. So what can you do to extinguish it? So really take, right, what am I fearful of and what can I put in place? You know, like, I've got friends who, you know, one of their biggest fears of not being in a relationship would be that they might not have children. So they have put those things in place to be able to have children on their own terms, to go to a sperm bank and to do it for themselves. Like, that is really powerful, because you take away that fear of not being in a relationship. And I know one of my friends is actually, as she was going through the process, has met somebody. And again, all of those things are really, really powerful when we start to take back control of the situation, of the thing that we're fearful of. It completely erodes It's not there anymore. So last year, going on holiday in August, not this one, I'd started to put those buffers in place and I felt better. Yeah, I didn't feel like amazing. Like it wasn't like, oh my God, look at what you've been earning. Look how well you do. And it was like, okay, you're comfortable. And this year when I went away, because those buffer pots are much bigger now. And I remember, because I told you the story of me like literally being on the hill running with the dogs, feeling like, you know, this is an amazing time, was because I'd removed those fears because of the buffers that I had in place. And I just felt like actually money was available to me. And it's been so long, you know, that I've spent a long time being able to not only manifest money coming to me, but having a better money mindset. And that took a lot of work. So ask yourself, what mindset do you need to work on? Is it relationship mindset? Is it confidence? Is it workplace mindset? Is it self-worth? Is it imposter syndrome? Is it money mindset? What is the mindset that you've got to work on so you can start to manifest more in? So the accumulation of this, the outcome was I went on holiday and I told this to the 2 month to manifest group that I had felt so good on that holiday that, you know, money isn't an issue and it flows to me and I know I've got a better relationship with money. And when I came back, I can't remember how it came about. I think my husband had said, oh, like, you know, how much damage has the holiday done or something like that to your income this month? And I said, oh, do you know what? I think I've earned 10K, right? And it was very like, it came like just out of my mouth really easy. And it wasn't until afterwards I was like, hang on a minute, this is August. I've always told myself I don't earn money in August. So I went back over for the purpose of my group, my month to manifest group, and telling them this. I went back over my yearly earnings in August for the last 3 years. And there's a lot of times when it's been in a minus because I haven't earned anything, but I've had to pay, I don't know, the rent on my office or whatever. And then 3 years ago, it was at £300 that I'd earned. Then in August last year, it was at £3,000. And then this year, when I actually sat down and worked it out, it was like just under £15,000 that I'd earned in August. And that was when I told myself, I don't earn money. Now, I told myself that story and that was the manifestation to that was true because I hadn't earned money in August. I had evidence that I don't earn money in August. But because I've put these buffers in place and I've removed that fear and that fear is not there anymore and my relationship's better with money mindset, I have invited more money in where I had previously told myself it wasn't possible. And I remember posting something on my stories. I think it was like the 30th of August. Letting everyone know that I was already fully booked for September, which I was. And a friend of mine who's been on this journey with me for the last, I think it's been last 5 years, messaged me and saying, I am so happy for you. I'm not surprised because I knew this would happen for you. She went, but I'm so happy for you. What's changed? And I was like, do you know what? It's literally just mindset. I haven't done anything differently. Marketing-wise, I haven't done anything different. In fact, I've probably posted less on social media because I've been more focused with the academy. Like, you know, I've done nothing different from a strategy point of view. But my mindset's changed. And then I messaged after and I was like, oh my God. And I was like, this was the biggest shift. I was like, I have my buffers. I've put buffers in place. That's the only thing I've changed in the last 18 months. I've put those money pots in place to remove the fear. So although, yes, absolutely, I was working on my money mindset, I was also working on the fear. So I invite you to really sit down and think about, what is the manifestation that I am trying to bring in? And what's my fear around it? And then I just want you to like explore that as deep and for as long as you can to start thinking about, how do you remove the fear? How do you remove the lack of? What can you start to put in place so you don't feel a lack of, you know? And sometimes not being in a relationship makes us feel like we don't have self-worth. Like we're not worthy and we're not good enough. Well, that's the work that I would be working on. Start working on your self-worth. Start working on why you don't feel good enough. And you might need to work on that with a coach. You might need to, you know, go and source somebody to do that work. But do the work. Because if you don't, you're still holding on to that lack of, even though you feel like you're doing everything within your power for the aligned action. And I wasn't, like, I wasn't trying to manifest any money in August. I really wasn't. I was just feeling grateful for everything that I already had. And I wasn't even focused on bringing anything in. Because when we sit in gratitude, we know that's the most powerful, powerful place we can be to manifest it in. Right, I'm going to pause it there now at 22 minutes because I don't know how much longer my voice can go on. But I am going to share with you, oh my God, I nearly forgot. I am going to share with you what is coming up that you can now sign up for. The link will be in the show notes, or alternatively, you can DM me on Instagram and just message me the word masterclass and I will send you the free link. This is going to be one of the best masterclasses I have done in a long time, okay? So this masterclass is going to tell you everything you need to know. If you are interested in becoming a life coach, I'm going to let you into all the industry secrets on how you can be a successful life coach and how you can do the work on yourself while you're doing it as well. Because there'll be a lot of, like with anything, you might be thinking, oh God, I'd love to do that. And you want to manifest a better work-life balance. You want to manifest helping people as your career or business. But there might be a lot of fears there. And I'm going to help you to unlock all of those fears so you can step into your new career as a life coach. So this is only for people who are interested in becoming a life coach. If that's not for you, then that's fine. But if it is something and you feel like this is a sign, it's something that you've been thinking about for a while, it's a free masterclass. It's going to be on the 26th of September at 8:30. I'm going to be hosting it live in my Facebook group. And as soon as you sign up for the masterclass and you save your space, you will get all the details you need on how to access that Facebook group. And we'll also be sending you reminders closer to the time as well. So that's the 26th of September at 8:30. Put that date in your diary and I'm going to share with you all the industry secrets on how to be a successful life coach. So just to reiterate, if you do want to sign up to the masterclass, just DM us the word coach on Instagram and we will send you the link to sign up. Alternatively, it will be in the podcast show notes. Thank you so much for listening. If you got towards the end of this through my squeakiness, fingers crossed, I'll be back on top form. I've got exercises to do that I need to start doing with my voice. And yeah, fingers crossed I'll be back, guys. I'm gonna manifest it. Have an amazing week, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedaunt.com.
coaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.